Fire Rescue.
Yes, 38.
Okay, what's the address that we need to come to?
Pardon me?
Your address, sir?
4220 Winfrey, baby. Texas Avenue and Rio Grande.
I'm sorry, it's 4220 Winford?
4220.
4220, 4220 Winford, sir?
Yes.
Okay, and what's going on there?
That shit happened yesterday, and you motherfuckers trying to put my ass in jail and okay. Not understanding what's going on.
Okay, do you need medical attention?
Yes.
What is wrong?
I don't know. I ain't no goddamn doctor.
Okay, sir, I'm trying to help you.
Well, help me send me some air. What the hell? What's the hold up?
Sir, are you feeling pain? What is the problem?
I'm crazy as hell.
So, do you need us?
I don't know what I need.
Sheriff's office, are you on the line?
Yes, we are.
Do you need us to go with you?
He said somebody hit him. He is hurt.
I had my goddamn medicine this morning. I ain't got no medicine. I went to the fucking hospital, and the doctor got mad because I told him that white boy used to fuck my mama a long time ago.
Sir, are you in pain somewhere, or what is
it? Yes, I got headaches in my leg and everything. I've been in a fucking fight.
So you want the paramedics to come and check you, correct?
That's what I thought you were getting. What the hell going on?
Sir, you need to calm down and talk to me. I am trying to help you, and I'm trying to send the paramedics, but I need to understand what the problem is.
I don't know what the problem is.
Okay, but you're feeling head pain. Is that correct?
I've been injured. I've been hit on the head and everything else. How else do a motherfucker be assaulted?
All right, when did that happen?
Yesterday. Damn. My head's hurting. You're going to send somebody here, or you're going to fuck around on the phone?
Sir, I have no problem sending you help, okay? The paramedics will come and they'll check you. How old are you?
I'm 62 years old. I retired from Diamond Chrysler.
Okay, and are you in Millennium Point Apartments?
Yes.
What apartment number are you in?
What's going on down there, ma'am?
Sir, I am trying to help you. What apartment number are you in?
What, but shit, my head is hurting. You
tell me. Can you tell me what apartment number you're in?
What?
What apartment number are you in?
I ain't no goddamn apartment.
Are you in Millennium Point Apartments?
Motherfucker, what's wrong with your ass? How much schooling have you had?
Sir, are you in Millennium Point Apartments?
I told you that.
Okay, what apartment number are you in? What apartment number are you in?
I ain't got no goddamn apartment. It's a town house.
Okay, what kind of medical history do you have, sir?
I don't know. Let them check it out. I ain't no fucking doctor. I ain't no nurse either.
Yeah.
You anything else you want to know?
That's how it's been since
what's your name?
I'm Reverend Lowdown.
And what's the phone number that you're calling from?
I don't know what it is. I gave you goddamn address. That's enough.
Is your phone number 407-883-5636?
Well, you know the fucking number. Why you ask me?
Because I need to confirm it with you, sir.
All right, you got it.
Do you not have an apartment number?
I don't live in no goddamn apartment. I live in a townhouse, motherfucker.
Okay. So?
Yeah, we still here.
Do you have a townhouse number?
4220, motherfucker.
Okay. So we definitely need you to go with us. We're on our way.
Okay. I'll let them know.
Sir, stay on the phone with the sheriff's office, okay? Do you need to talk to him, S.O.?
I'm going to try.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sir?
Hello?
Yes.
The guy that hit you, is he still there?
Hell yeah. He live over here, right? Probably run a dope house right next door to me.
He white, black, or Hispanic?
I don't know what color he is. You call him what you want
to
call him.
What does he look to you? What?
I don't know. He looked like one of Jesus' children.
He looked like what?
One of Jesus' children.
Okay, what's his skin color?
I don't know. Okay. I don't see no color.
Do you know what color clothes he's wearing?
I don't know. The motherfucker in the house.
Okay, so we have somebody come to you, okay?
All right.
Goodbye.
All right.
We'll do it live.
Okay. Broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
10, 5, 4. everybody. It's the More Music Radio Pod. We are up here at Skid Row Studios for our first show of the year 2012. All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome back. We made it.
We did it.
I guess it doesn't mean that as soon as it became 2012 that the world was going to end. I understand it's in December. Right? Is that right?
Yeah. You know, it's always like, yeah, the new album's coming out. It's going to be out in 2012. Like, there's some holdups. We got to produce it. Like, you know, there's mixing.
Right. We got to figure out if we can kill everybody at the same time. It takes a while to for a mass race. What do they call a race genocide? A genocide, right? Something like that. Anyway, speaking of albums, we have our friend Lightning Woodcock in studio, and he's going to talk to us.
Yeah.
You just released an EP.
That's right. Lightning didn't wait for 2012. God damn it. I pushed it out right at the end of 2011.
Yeah, that reminds me. I also pushed something out at the end of 20. My last shit of 2011 was actually pretty wet and watery, but, you know.
Yeah, your hips popped right back into shape, man. You look good.
Are you keeping a stool diary?
I'm taking pictures of my turds and sending them to Jamie Lee Curtis.
Well, hey, guys, let's just jump into the show, and we'll be back, and we're going to talk to Lightning Woodcock on the More Music Radio Pod.
Hey. 9 to 10 on News Channel 2 on Fox.
I'm Don Schiffman. Coming up next, a devastating fire in East Utica. Now three business owners are left trying to decide if they'll rebuild. Matt?
It looks like our weather will get warmer over the next couple of days, but we have to go through a few snow showers first. Your complete forecast, all today's news, straight ahead in the Fox Live of News. Fucking mother whore. Shit!
The More Music Radio Pod. Broadcasting international from downtown Los Angeles. On Skid Row.
Skate. About to drive me out of my mind.
up your sleeve. It's now you got me out of my mind. Yeah!
This is Rick Dees, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod at Skid Row.LA. They're going all the way to number one.
Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We have Lightning Woodcock in studio. All right, woo, man.
Woo. All right.
Welcome to the brand new Skid Row Studios, man. It's a different place from when you were here with us last time.
It's very different, goddammit. It's already rubbed lightning the wrong way in a few different ways. You know, I like to smoke my reefers and my hashish.
Right.
You know, the old place, I was very much at home. It was like a bong shop over there. But
right.
This is totally pro.
Now it's all corporate and stuff.
I noticed.
Yeah, you like our ties? Pretty sweet, huh?
Yeah.
It's all tidy-whitey here now.
Yeah.
No, you know.
Okay. You know why? Because, like, in between the breaks, we've gotten kind of good at going downstairs, taking a couple puffs, and running back up. So we'll be able to do that tonight.
Very cool.
On More Music Radio Pod.
I'm looking forward to that, although I got a pretty good buzz right now as it is.
Yeah, man. But yeah, lightning always feels good, man. Yeah, man.
Yeah, Tecate, we're waiting for that check to clear, by the way.
Yeah, that's right. And you spelled your name wrong on the check, by the way. I might have to send it back to you. So welcome, man. We love you, as you know that. And
it's mutual, goddammit.
We heard that you got a new EP. We were talking about that a little bit earlier, man. Downtown LA Motherfuckers. Or you just want to use the acronym.
DTLAMF, goddammit. Yeah, it's a brand new EP. Just put it out in the last few weeks.
On the iTunes, huh?
And it is on the iTunes.
The iTunes.
Yeah, Amazon and elsewhere. Spotify, if you're broke ass like Lightning is. I get most of my shit from Spotify nowadays. But
is that the Napster of 2012?
It appears so, goddammit. But the cool thing is, on my statements that I get from the music distribution, I get my pennies from Spotify. They do. There are lines on the statement that say, you know, one penny, zero pennies.
Oh, wow.
And then occasionally two pennies. I don't know what you get, how many plays it takes to get a penny, goddammit.
You know, at first, because it's Lightning Woodcock, I thought they were paying you in panties.
Yeah, panties would be wonderful. One panties, two panties.
Spotified panties. Yes. Yeah, man. So you got a new EP out, and it's a new year, man.
It's
2012 now.
I noticed y'all was playing a demo from our upcoming record earlier. So you're throwing out some teaser. That is not part of the new EP.
Right. Well, we know people.
Yeah, we know people. So we got the Brains and Personality track ahead of time.
That's right. God damn it.
Yeah,
you
man.
That for a while.
Yeah. So you said that you're going to be actually releasing that a little later or something?
Absolutely. That's from the next full record that we started approximately a year ago, goddammit. It's been a while since we started that motherfucker. But that hopefully will be coming out shortly. I mean, Lightning ain't the kind of motherfucker to rest on my laurels, goddammit. I want to just keep putting shit out. So we got this EP. This came about we had some slight delays on the upcoming record.
Right.
And we got offered a super spectacular flat rate deal. I mean, about as close to free as you could possibly get from Downtown Sound Studios, right around the corner here on Broadway. And we said, fuck it, let's take it. But the thing was, we just recorded everything that we've been playing live. So there was nothing to record, but it was like, well, fuck it. That's too good of a deal to turn down. We took it. And moved on in, and we had about a month to write an EP.
So how many songs did you record?
Four. Actually, technically three. One of them's 9 minutes long, but we had to split it up into two because the flat rate they were offering us, there was no way we were going to be able to get that get that across, you know.
Yeah, it's like for my fat people, it's like up to extra large is the regular price, but when you get into double XL and 3XL, it's going to be like an extra $5, you know? So it's like the size does matter. You know?
Come on, price, come on.
So it's a new year, so like, what do you think about 2011, man? Did you have a good year? I mean, are you looking forward to this year coming up?
2011 was the best year yet for Lightning. You know, I'm coming up on my five-year anniversary here. January 23rd was the date that Lightning first played my first gig.
Oh, wow. Where'd you play at your first gig?
The first gig was at the Cat Club, actually.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, back in 2007. So Lightning was hoping that this thing would be a lot further along by this point, especially in light of the deal that I made with the devil, goddammit. But at any rate, things are coasting along pretty well. Last year was the best year yet in terms of couple of things. One, we put out two fucking records, one of which was my debut, Ride the Lightning.
Right, Ride the Lightning.
And
I got that one.
And then the DTLAMF EP, we skated that in right at the very end of the year.
Right.
So,
are you going to, are you touring or anything? You play out of town a lot?
Playing out of town a little bit. We haven't been doing much touring. That's the one respect that it hasn't been the best year for Lightning, goddamn. We ain't been on the road in 2.5 years at this point.
Oh,
so we're past due. We're way overdue.
Hey, don't feel bad, man. The Mormons haven't toured since, what was it, 2005, I think we did our U.S. tour.
Holy
and
shit.
We just been, you know.
Well, you guys are like the Beatles. You don't have to necessarily go out there and fucking break your backs touring anymore, you know.
Yeah.
You fucking check it out.
We're more like the new Guns N' Roses, where it takes like 7 years to put out a record.
Yeah, and we like to stay home too because we kind of do little tours of LA with our mobile unit, you know.
Yeah.
Getting into trouble, and I don't know if you know the last time when we did one of the last times we did our mobile unit over at the FYF Fest, they called the cops on us.
I was not aware of that. I did bump into you guys there though.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Was it the one last year, not this year?
I think it was a couple of years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I mean, you know, not this most recent one. The one before that was the one I remember seeing y'all at. And they called the cops on you. I've been meaning to ask you. You know, I know you guys, there was a controversy about you guys getting chased away from Amoeba Music a long time ago.
Yeah, we got banned from Amoeba Music for playing music in front of a music store.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Were you able to turn that into some good publicity? Did that work out for you?
We ended up getting Tony a job. at Amoeba. No, actually, that's not true. What's happening over here at Skid Row is it's getting a new paint job by our friend Tony out here. He's actually working.
Tony T.
Yeah, right. We're doing the show, and if you listen real close, you will hear art happening in the
background. Yeah, brush strokes and stuff like that. That's not just us masturbating. It's actually brushing on the wall and stuff.
But
not just our dicks running up. We're not just rubbing our dicks.
If you don't think it's good stuff he's putting up, you should go to Amoeba, and inside you'll see some of his work.
But yeah, man, we did get banned from there, and we actually did get a little bit of, I mean, I don't know what kind of publicity you're talking about, but I mean, a lot of people did kind of trip out that we did get banned from a music store that sold our record for playing in front of their music store. You know,
we
like to get into a little bit of trouble every once in a while. But Lightning Woodcock, I would think, I mean, with the kind of I'm assuming that your CD does have a parental advisory sticker on it, which makes a record pretty cool, right?
Yeah, typically they do.
Get into a lot of trouble?
No. Lightning manages to stay out of trouble. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, hiding in plain sight and all. But. No, I don't get in a lot of trouble. I mean, this is 2012, goddammit.
You ever get in trouble with any guys that their ladies are just throwing themselves at you and just kind of making you look bad?
No.
No, nothing like that?
No, ladies are usually a little more sly than that. They don't really necessarily...
They just discreetly slip you the number and walk away, right? With their fella.
You know, it's not necessarily an exchange of numbers, goddammit, but, you know, they do, well, women do scandalous shit, you know,
right.
That, goddammit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No goddamn good,
they're
you can't trust
filthy.
Them.
They're filthier, I think, even than a lot of guys, too, right?
Well, there's some filthy motherfucking guys, too.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
People are just fucking filthy is what it is, you know, it comes down to it.
What's the crazy? I mean, you're very sexual. Your sexuality is you put it out in the forefront and stuff, you know? So, like, what is your sex life like? I mean, what kind of stuff do you get into with the ladies?
Well, I'll tell you what, 2011 was also the best year of Lightning's life sexually, goddammit. I got more pussy in 2011 than possibly all the other years combined. It was a very good year. But I happened to be with a very fine woman that likes to give me all that good pussy whenever, you know, whenever it's needed. So
you hear that, all you hip replacement doctors? You should take down Lightning's number, because you're gonna be calling that dude up.
I'm gonna go smell Lightning's beard right now and see what's going on right there.
I thought that was sorry. He just put up a picture of Zach Taylor, which I thought that was him.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. If you were actually here, you'd be able to see what we're talking about. But
yeah,
you're not,
it's like
so.
Alex
I'm not just
Sandoval,
having
actually.
Like a schizophrenic like like episode. There's stuff actually happening in the background. sorry, listeners.
So yeah, man. So
I'll say the DTLA MFEP, goddammit, is a kind of a departure in that respect. It's not a very sexual record. It's still very explicit, but there ain't a whole lot of you know content that regarding the vagina on it so much as. On previous record and the upcoming one, which is very sexual, goddammit. Mm-hmm. So this one's kind of balanced out with a little more, let's say darkness and somberity, because times is hard, goddammit.
Yeah.
And right down here in downtown LA, where we wrote and recorded this motherfucker, right around the corner here,
right.
Downtown Sound Studios.
Yeah.
You know, it makes
we're,
you.
We're actually in your town.
Gives
right
you
now.
A whole new different kind of blues down here. I'll tell
right.
you that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you are in my town. Welcome, goddamn.
That's right. No, thank you very much for having us, and we really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.
It's cool, man.
I know. I almost started a fight a couple weeks ago. It was like, we're cool with Lightning, and the guy left us alone. It was cool.
So yeah, man. You talk a lot about sexual things like pussy and stuff, right? Like you like pussy. Just like all of us, we like pussy. And I just like saying that word too, pussy. What are like some of the things that you like? What kind of pussies do you like, by the way? There's many different varieties.
There are, goddammit. Lightning generally typically prefers like the big beefy kind of, you
right.
know. I like a lot to play with, goddammit.
Right.
I like to tug and chew and
something that gives back.
So you like it
that's
when
that's right. You can make out with that shit. I mean, it's like a whole other face sometimes.
Yeah.
That chewed balloon, you know what I'm talking about?
But I know what you're talking about. Like the lips are kind of like sticking out a little bit. Like it's sticking its tongue out at you sideways, right?
That's good shit.
Yeah, you like that stuff. It's like a rooster's crown or whatever it is hanging out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Lightning can chow down on that kind of shit all night long.
Do you prefer full bush or shaved?
Generally, typically shaved, you know, lasered or waxed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
but does it really matter?
Hell yeah, it matters, goddammit. I'll tell you, but when Lightning was growing up, you'd think that, you know, back in the 80s, women didn't know what a goddamn razor was. It was all kinds of I still got a hair stuck in the back of my throat from 1987, goddammit. It's bullshit. But so Lightning's glad that women have evolved and gotten rid of that.
So what's the secret to keeping a woman happy sexually? I'm taking notes right now. So,
well, you know, you got to, everybody's got to work at being a better person and treating each other good, because the tendency as humans is we run each other ragged, turn each other into each other's enemies, goddammit.
Right.
And, you know, we really got to make a concerted effort just to be nice and not be a fucking cock smoking cunt, you know? And that goes for both genders. I mean, you know, anybody can bust balls or bust flaps or whatever you're going to bust, you know. So you got to take it easy on each other, goddammit. And then, you know, with many kinds of blues, the best remedy is sometimes, I think, just chowing down on each other's genitalia,
right.
You know. So, and that can prevent a lot of problems. If you just spend more time with your face in the crotch,
right?
And I'm talking to both genders here, then you know a lot
Listen
of problems
up, genders.
Will be solved.
Yeah, man, it's pretty hard to talk with a dick in your mouth.
Yeah, you can't complain and bitch and say mean things. God damn it, if you're you got your partner's genitalia in your mouth.
So it sounds like you're in love, though, right?
Lightning, yeah, absolutely. Lightning's in love. I've been in love for a while, you know.
Right.
It's my personal life, guy. What is this, Howard Stern? You're getting into some, you know, come on. I came here to talk about a goddamn record.
Well, I mean, that's what a lot of the music is about, really. I mean, even if it's not directly about the pussy, it has some kind of tie-in with it, right? Even
absolutely.
If, just for the fact of making the song, it's to get the pussy. I mean,
you know what I'm talking about, goddamn it. Yeah, to get the. I mean, we all motivated to get that pussy,
right?
Or that, you know, whatever it is you like. I know you all have some homosexual listeners out there.
We do.
Maybe
we do
not
have
into
some...
the pussy,
right?
But whatever it is down there, that stanky thing that we all like to roll around with in the shack and rub all over our goddamn genitalia.
It's not our business where you put your cock or your clit or your mouth or whatever.
Lightning believes that we should be putting it wherever, you know, as much as possible, you know, within ethical fucking,
Have you ever gotten into a three-way? I've never done that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Lightning's no spring chicken, goddammit. I was around in the 80s and 90s,
right.
You know. I mean, yeah, so I've done some shit.
Is it overrated or is it something... You got to do before you die.
But based on Lightning's experience, it's overrated. But, you know, maybe if you're not with a couple of pigs, it's all right. You know? I don't know.
Yeah, and then like –
So 2 fives don't make a 10?
I guess it'd
two
be all right, too.
2 fives do not make a 10, goddammit.
A three-way would be all right, too, if you're not, in the end, left jacking off in the corner while the two ladies are licking each other. You know,
that is true. That's not a three-way, goddammit. That's voyeuristic shit.
Do you get into like any like S&M bondage or anything or anything like that?
That's not
just
really
straight.
Lightning's
just
bag,
get down to it,
know?
Right?
Yeah, like you know, fucking and sucking, goddammit.
Uh huh.
Jesus Christ.
Do you ever have you ever had like a girl like start like tweaking your nipples and then you're like, okay, so that's cool, and then like do they start like maybe trying to put their finger in your butt, and what do you do in that situation?
Say what? You know, tweaking my nipples and finger in the butt. That's
and we have
that's
a
actually
caller on the line.
That's a Clayton Campbell Little Donkey's kind of forte. Too bad he's not here to discuss that with you because he's into that kind of shit.
Oh, he is.
He is. Yeah.
Hey, you know we got a caller. Caller, you're on the air with Lightning Woodcock. What's up?
I was hoping he could talk more about eating box.
Oh, okay. It sounds like you're having a little fun at home.
Yes, I am. It's Brad, by the way.
Oh, hey, Brad. What's going on? Lightning, this is Brad. He likes to jack off to our guests when they talk. Every guest he comes down here, he likes to call up and have a little phone sex or anything. Are you into that?
Yeah, nah, not with men, goddammit.
Sorry, Brad.
Hey, man, whatever floats your boat.
You got a question for Lightning Woodcock?
I don't mind you talking about eating pussy. That's lovely.
Right,
Mr. Brad doesn't discriminate at all with any hole.
Oh, that's good to know, goddammit. I knew y'all had some homosexual listeners. I mean, not to mention the fact that last time there was one that called in. And we had some fun with, I do recall.
Brad, yeah. We do have a wide variety of listeners on the for the More Music Radio Pod, so.
A cornucopia. Yeah.
So what's up, Brad? Are you a fan of Lightning Woodcock, man?
Yes, I am. A big fan of the Bad Motherfuckers.
All right. Name your favorite Lightning song, then. We'll see if you're bullshitting.
All of them.
Oh, all right. Yeah, he's not bullshitting. He's not bullshitting.
He knows them all. Very good.
I can
jack
off to that man when he plays guitar all night.
Hey, well, you know what? Your chance is going to come pretty soon because we're going to take a break and we're going to play a couple songs and Lightning's going to come back and we're going to hear a couple of songs performed live in studio by Lightning Woodcock. Are you ready for that?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Let me whip it out.
Do you use lotion or you just do it dry?
I dry skin. I think we've had this conversation before, actually.
Right. I'm the same way, too, because it's like it's messy. You know what I mean? It's like
I don't need to get any more messier. Right. I kind of don't like grease on my hands.
Yeah, you already start off with a mess, and, you know, before you make a mess.
I mean, when Brad was with the lady, his ex, she was a squirter, and, like, it was kind of really, really messy, you know.
Have you ever encountered any squirters, Lightning?
Yeah, a couple times, goddammit.
It is a real thing. It's real.
I understand it is real.
It's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
What's the secret?
I think it's better on camera than it is in person.
What's the secret to cool. What's the secret to squirters? Now, are all women squirters, or is it just
again,
a couple of women?
You know what? I got to come back on here with Clayton Campbell. You know
he's into that.
I came here to discuss a record. Goddammit, you keep staring at.
I came here to talk to some serious. Talk about some serious shit.
Yeah, no, I don't mind talking about the sex. Goddammit, but you keep delving into Clayton Campbell's areas of expertise.
He's into that, right?
He's into all kinds of kinky shit. You want to talk about tweaking nipples, sticking shit in the ass, and squirting and all that shit? That's a little donkey, you know.
Sounds like Little Donkey's a freaky little donkey, man.
Donkito is Lightning's left-hand man, you know, and for a good reason, because he's a sleazy motherfucker.
I think
you're
going to have to forward me his email.
Yeah.
I'll be happy to do that, Brad. Yeah, you're going to love Little Donkey, or Donkito, as he prefers to be called.
Well, cool, Brad. You know what? You're going to have your chance right now, because we're going to take a break. We're going to play a couple more songs, and when we get back, we are going to hear some Lightning Woodcock songs, and I just can't wait to hear what you're going to play.
Yeah, I got to figure out what it's going to be, goddamn.
Oh, yeah, bro.
We'll be right back.
Don't take this offensively.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Ooh! Jim Jones and
SkinRow.LA.
Thank you.
soon I'll be kicking you. Some other star. Pulse will quicken. My pussy licking. You'll be sitting alone at home. Drinking alcohol. Stop breaking my balls.
Oh! Hi, this is David Lieberhart calling to the Radio Music Pod at 1-800-893-9562.
Radio Pods?
Yeah,
man. We're having a good time. We're about to hear some songs from Lightning Woodcock, but he went to go drain his woodcock right now. So.
I know. This first week of the More Music Radio Pod kind of came off on a bumpy start. We were we had the NBA lockout, you know?
Right.
So we actually had Kobe Bryant booked for this show.
Right, right.
And then it turns out they started playing, and we're like, holy shit. Kobe ain't coming on. So Lightning Woodcock was like, so Kobe called up Lightning Woodcock and was like,
and got him down.
Yo, man, I can't do the show. I got a game. Can you do the show? Yep. And Lightning showed up.
Right.
Lightning's a good guy.
Sounds like you just smoked some hash right now.
No, that didn't happen at all. That may or may not have happened at all.
So hey, we have Jeremy in the room right now, and. Before we hear some songs from Lightning Woodcock, I want to talk about what's going on in the studio, man. It looks really good, man. You got Tony T doing like a mural all over the studio. Hold on a second. I don't think Jeremy's mic's on. What mic is that? Is that you?
Hey.
Oh, there you go.
There I am.
Jeremy, all right. Yeah, Jeremy, founder of Skid Row Studios.
Hey. Yeah. All right. Hey, everybody.
Thanks, man.
Hey, everybody.
Looking great.
Tony T, man, he's doing up the walls here at Skid Row Studios and doing an amazing job.
Right.
And it's working out really good, man. And right. Yeah, can't wait till we got these walls covered and it's not so office-y, you know, when... Who was it?
Karen Centerfold.
Karen Centerfold came in, and it was because of Karen that I'm like, ah. Because
you know she's not gonna.
Well, she knows
pull
what's
punches.
Hit. She knows what's hit.
Right.
And if she
just
like,
wants to make you hipper than you are.
Right.
Right. Right.
It's like tough love she has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, doing up the walls. Tony T, check him out. Actually, I'm trying to remember his website, but we'll say it before the end of the show.
You know what, man?
And what's your website, man?
Tony T's website. He's yelling outside the studio. Maybe we could have him come in real quick.
Tony, come on the mic.
This is Tony T. He's doing the murals out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yay, Tony.
Right on.
Yeah, man, my website is
beholdlongevity.com. Cool, man.
Beholdlongevity.com. If you want to see his work, probably the most accessible place, unless you're cool enough to get to Skid Row Studios, is over there at Amoeba. He just got done with a project, so go check him out.
Yeah, man. And you know, and Tony actually was telling us that he has photo shots of our mugshot or photos of our mugshots that he took from the owner of Amoeba when we got banned there. Remember we were talking about that earlier?
Yeah.
They took when we were playing, they're like, okay, they took out a Polaroid camera, they fucking took pictures of us playing, you know, dressed up as Mormons, you know, grown men playing as Mormons. And took pictures of us. You know how, like, when they ban shoplifters and stuff or people that are just bad people, they'll take a picture of them and say, don't let this guy back in. Well, they took the Polaroids, and I talked to the owner afterwards, you know, whatever, went back and forth, and I'm like, please, let me have copies of those photos. And he said, no. And I'm like, all right, fuck you then. But Tony tells me that he took shots of those Polaroids, and I think he'll show it to us later. Maybe I'll post them up and stuff so you could see that we did get banned from Amoeba Records. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
On delivery.
I always thought that Amoeba was like the cool record store. You know what I mean? Like they'd be like, hey, man, no, we're into music. We're into creative shit. You know, whatever. Yeah, cool. I thought that they would like our little Mormons mobile unit presentation in front of their store, but they did not like it. They said that if we ever go in there and they catch us, that we're going to be arrested for trespassing.
Oh.
So, I don't know. Maybe we won't go back there. But anyway, yeah, man, thanks, Jeremy. I really appreciate you putting your life savings into this, man. And I'm glad that your life savings can afford all this shit, because if it were my life savings, it'd be that 12-pack of beer, you know,
right.
that we're drinking right now. So.
Well, we're doing a lot of great shows here, man, and we're going to keep going, and everything's good.
Yeah, man. All
Pretty
right.
Excited.
Cool.
This is my salvation, man. When I go to that shit job that I hate every day,
exactly.
I come back here, and this is the salvation. So,
hallelujah. This is a quick pop quiz for Jeremy. So, who's on tomorrow night? Whose show's on tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night there is no show.
There is no show. It's a pop quiz for me. I failed.
All right,
who's on Saturday?
We got Lightning Woodcock. You feel better, man? Your bladder's empty? Everything?
Yeah, yeah, I'm feeling
good. All right, cool. So we're going to hear a couple songs live in studio from Lightning Woodcock. All right, everybody, Lightning Woodcock. Yeah.
All right, here it goes.
All right. Thank you, goddammit. Thank you very much. Good to see y'all here at the beginning of the year. Though so far, life's been pretty hard in 2012, goddamn it. I lost my job, spent all my money. Got nowhere to pay the rent. Hey, I'm lying here and I'm wondering where my baby went. I ain't got no gas in my automobile. Can't even scrape up a dollar bill. I'm boss in this town. Baby, what the hell? When I was younger, life got me down. I had options, I could turn it around. But now I'm older, I just can't take it anymore. Got a bullet in the shoulder when I was robbing a liquor store. Doctor is in, I ain't got no insurance. All the bullshit whittled down my endurance. Now the police wanna ask me some questions. Been accused of a crime. Not again. Apprehend me. Ain't got a lawyer to defend me. And if only the judge appointed incompetent, I'm left wondering where our tax money went. Oh shit, I'm down behind bars in this town. I'm in jail. Thank you, goddammit.
Yeah, man. Ooh, that was a good one, man.
Thank you.
That one is obviously about getting thrown in jail, just having a bad night, huh?
Yeah.
You ever been in jail?
Don't ever want to go back to jail. Yeah, I've been there, goddammit. It ain't no good time, I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
run the gamut of emotions, and none of them are good, goddammit.
Have you gone to, is it just county jail, like L.A. County Jail? Or did you actually go to prison, like they send you away to, like, Tehachapi or some shit?
No, fortunately, Lightning didn't have to do a stretch like that.
Yeah.
And it wasn't L.A. County Jail, it was actually Mendocino County, goddammit.
All right.
Which is not a good place to go to jail.
So did you have to hang out with the skinheads and shit so you don't get your ass beat down?
No, it wasn't that.
No,
it
wasn't like that.
God damn it, no. I went rolling through Mendocino County with the pink and blue mohawk and some crystal meth on me, goddammit.
Oh, shit.
They got the best of Lightning for a little bit. They fucked up my life, but, you know.
Was that a long time ago?
That was some years ago, goddammit, yeah.
Before the band started, right?
Well, before Lightning was doing this with the bad motherfuckers, yeah.
You've been doing that for 5 years already. You're telling me you're coming up on your five-year mark, right?
That's correct, yes.
What were you doing before that? What was Lightning doing before that?
Used to be in a punk rock wrestling band called Foreign Object.
Oh, that's cool. Tell me about that. What was up with that?
That was a band of misfit punk rock masked wrestling villains that would emulate the sound of our favorite punk bands, but with lyrics about beating each other up. And we had a lead singer who was indeed a WWF wrestler at one point in his life.
Oh, really? Which one?
His name was Stefan X De Leon, and he wrestled under different names. But he, in this band, he was the lead wrestler and lead singer and would wrestle opponents while we played.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Wow, that was pretty.
What kind of opponents?
It would depend. Most of the feuds would be over listening to the wrong kinds of music, you know, like we were all about Fear and the Descendants and Circle Jerks and shit like that. And our opponents would come along talking about how that shit sounded like dog shit. And the only real punk rock is Offspring and Green Day. So then they get in a fight about the bands.
Everybody start booing and shit. Boo! Oh,
yeah.
Everybody loves a villain.
Yeah. Well... Around here, everybody did love a villain. We actually get cheered around here, but we take it to the Frisco or someplace like that, and we get booed. And because that was the intention, you know, it was not to get the audience to like us, but to hate us.
Right,
so,
right.
You know.
You kind of run in the same scene as us. I'm sure you're familiar with Manhattan Murder Mystery. You know,
absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I was just thinking, you know.
They're really interesting.
Yeah,
they're
Matt,
really
Matt like I think Matt would have really dug your old band.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like.
He probably would have wanted to join it.
He's like a idiot savant when it comes to wrestling.
Is that right? Matt is Matt's a hell of a performer, goddammit. I just saw him do a solo set at the Redwood a few weeks back.
Yeah. You did a show with him, right?
We did, yeah. We played together a couple of times. One, actually, you guys were on the one I'm thinking of at the Boulevard.
Right,
we
yeah.
We had like 10 bands at the Boulevard. That was, I think, the first time we played with him.
Yeah.
With them. And then, yeah, we both did solo sets at the Redwood a couple of nights before Christmas. So.
Yeah, I remember promoting that. I didn't actually make it out. Sorry about that.
That's all right, man.
Hey, I told people to show up. That's worth something, right?
It is. And there were people there, goddammit.
Hey, look at that.
So what's up, man? You ready to play us another one? You got one in the hopper?
Sure. I can bust out another one, goddammit.
Should we count down to it?
Yeah, I mean, we should count down to it, man.
Do y'all got any requests or?
How about some? I do like a Cheatin' Pig off of Ride the Lightning.
Yeah, you're
taking out your Bible right now. What you got there?
Yeah, no, this is Lightning's actually considering attempting a new one here. God damn it!
Yeah, let's hear a new one, man. You guys ready for a new one? You want to hear one?
So. Fuck it, so new that I gotta actually look at a piece of paper.
You got a bad man. waggle down my pecker snot. I'm a bad man, baddest of the bad. Bad, you can call me dad. I'll be the meanest dad you've had. And if you're on the rag, eating pussy ain't no drag. A bad man, baby, don't mean to brag. I'm a bad man, a motherfucking bad man. I'm a bad man, a pussy licking bad man. I'm a bad man, baby, got your poontang in my hand. Oh, shit. As I can be a bad man, baby, let me watch you pee. I'm a bad man, and that ain't all. Let me lick before you wipe, and you can blow me in the stall. If your sister wants to watch, put your finger in her crotch. I ain't bullshitting, baby. I'm a bad man, I'm a bad man, a motherfucking bad man. Bad man, a pussy-licking bad man. Bad man, baby, but the little girls understand. I ain't bullshitting, I'm a bad man.
Woo!
All right.
Yeah, Lightning Woodcock on the More Music Radio Pod. We're going to take a break and play another couple songs, and we'll be back. And let's talk about what we did for New Year's when we come back, man. We did a little bit of partying.
Wait, yeah. Before we go, goddammit, like I said, I'm here to promote a new EP.
Yeah, what you got
we
going
played
on?
Something earlier called Stop Breaking My Balls. I thank you very much featuring that. We got Fuck Your Job coming up in the next set, or is it in the set beyond this one?
I think it's going to be in the set beyond this one. Yeah.
All right,
but
very
we do
good.
But we do have Fuck Your Job coming up. And
all right.
I've had a lot of jobs. How many jobs have you had?
Countless, goddammit. I never sat down and counted them, but I tell you that my first job was back in 1983, goddammit.
Oh, so shit.
I've been working like a slave for a long motherfucking time.
Cool. Hey, you know what? Let's talk about that when we get back. We're going to play another couple songs, and we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod with Lightning Woodcock. All right.
Hey.
All right. Thank
you,
God. Just Lightning. Yeah. Ready?
The More Music Radio Pod.
Friends of science and technology.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Sailor.
And Lucas.
From Sassafras.
Yes. And you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la.
For a second, I thought Sailor and Lucas were here, goddamn it.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I sounded good.
That would have been something.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, man. We're back on the More Music Radio Pod with Lightning Woodcock, man. All right.
You know, there's a lot.
Some Sassafras right now. We heard Hell Wants You Back by Sassafras.
Fuck yeah.
You know, Sassafras. There's a lot of things going on Saturday, so I'm not going to pile it up all at the end.
What's going on
but,
Saturday?
But Sassafras is playing in La Mirada at a place called Rookies. So look that up. And you'll check them out.
You know what? I'm going to hit the La Mirada swap meet. It used to be called that way back in the day. Now it's the Santa Fe Springs swap meet. But I'm going to hit the La Mirada swap meet. And then maybe go check out Sassafras in the nighttime.
Boom, boom.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to do.
Right there. One trip.
You know, we're listening to some Lightning Woodcock right now. We're listening to Voodoo Queen, man. That's another one of my favorites.
That's another one from the upcoming record that, you know, will eventually be out this year in 2012.
Oh, okay. So this is with Brains and Personality. That's one of the songs that was on there?
Yeah. Brains and Personality and Voodoo Queen are both from the upcoming full-length record.
Oh, yeah, man. Thanks for sneaking us some stuff,
unless
man.
We cut it into two fucking EPs, you know. We might do that gimmick. Fuck it. Yeah.
Cool, man. Yeah, man, thank you for those songs, man. That was a great way to ring in the new year, man. That was really fucking cool. I love that. I love you, man.
Thank you.
I think you're great.
Thank you. Making life feel real good.
The Maker's Mark thanks. Talking. That's just bringing it out. You know what I mean? I just like...
Oh, I know, man. Sober people tell me they love me every day, goddammit. So I don't blame the whiskey.
And they're lying. That's what I noticed. A lot of people just like... when they're sober, they're lying to you. But when they're drunk, they're telling you the complete truth a lot of times.
A lot of times, show.
Like truth serum.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, New Year's, man. This is a new year. We were partying on New Year's. We went to a party, and we didn't leave the party till 7:30 in the a.m. What'd you guys do this New Year's
and
Eve?
And we have Charlos on the line.
Charlos. Hey, Charlos, thank you for calling the More Music Radio Pod. You are on the air with Lightning Woodcock.
I want to give a shout out to the Matt Time Radio.
All right. Shout out to Matt Time Radio.
Shout out, Charlos. Shout out.
I like the wrestling.
You like wrestling too? What's your favorite wrestler?
Maybe like the King Kong Bungie.
Yes. King Kong Bungie was good too, yeah.
Yeah. He's a good wrestler. I like him a lot. And also, I like the song you just played too, the Batman.
Yeah.
The Lightning Woodcock, the Batman. I like that song.
Yeah, that's good, man.
It's different than the other one. The na-na-na-na-na-na-na, Batman, but it's like...
Hey, Charlos, man. So where are you calling from, Charlos?
From downtown in the alley.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, on a cell phone or what?
Yeah, I found it on the street.
From the smelly.
Hey, what'd you do for New Year's, Charlos?
Actually, I watched the movie, the Mr. Woodcock. The movie, the Billy Job Thornton. It's not as good as the music.
Thank you, Charlos.
You're welcome. Okay, I'll go. Have a good night.
Okay, fuck you, Charlos.
Fuck you too, man.
Suck it easy.
Thank you, my friend.
Later, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Charlos calling in from downtown. He's probably downstairs waiting for us right now.
What band is Charlos in?
I don't know if he's in a band. Yeah, I don't know
he's
if Charlos is in a band.
He's got all the makings of a fucking local musician.
He should start his own band called Charlos.
Yeah.
So what'd you do for New Year's, man? Did you party?
Actually wound up down at... fucking Club Nokia.
Oh, yeah?
Saw Wanda Jackson. I'm glad you brought that up. You know what? Last time I was here, I was saying that Lightning was getting fed up with having to endure fucking shitty bands, you know?
Right.
And I said I was going to name names soon. And, well, Lightning, I followed through on my word, goddammit.
All right.
But we were there at Club Nokia. I was there with my lady and... And Mike from Rosemary's Billy Goat and his woman, and we got in courtesy of Sugar Pie, if you know Sugar Pie,
huh.
Who works there, goddammit.
Rosemary's Billy Goat, man. I fucking love Rosemary's Billy Goat.
We should have them on the show.
Hell yeah. We'll bring them down, man.
Yeah.
They'll probably set the place on fire, though. I don't know if Jeremy's going to.
They might.
Yeah. It's like, we're not even joking. They might fucking actually light the place on fire.
We'll have to do that show on location somewhere. On the scaffold.
So you're hanging out with these guys?
Yeah. So we're there, I don't know, drinking, doing drugs, you know, the usual stuff, dancing, grinding. Having a good time. It was fun.
Yeah. Just another night, except it's New Year's.
Yeah. The opening band, though, really bummed Lightning out. I've had to endure them a couple times. I'm sorry to alienate any Best Coast fans out there, but Best Coast is like one of the most fucking boring bands I've ever seen, goddammit. And Lightning feels like you should have to get a license to get on the real stages, goddammit. You know, that you should have to be some kind of line drawn at whether or not you got a fucking some kind of act, you know.
You can get naked at any second. No, it could happen at any second.
There's a band called Best Coast.
That's true. Yeah, Best Coast, man. I saw them at FYF too. Didn't dig them then, and then saw them open for Wanda Jackson, which was a very strange pairing. I mean, I thought maybe it was a buy-on or some shit like that, you know. But so that's what we did New Year's.
Oh, shit. So you went and checked out Best Coast. Let me see what this is.
Yeah, checked out Best Coast. Actually, I ignored Best Coast and tried to sneak away and do some stealth whiskey drinking.
So you're at the party right now. Best Coast is playing. What are you thinking,
man?
Yeah,
can you believe this shit?
Yeah.
But the thing is what's worse than the music is what that chick has to say in between songs, dude. Lightning was beside myself with absolute horror and boredom.
You're like, this is making my pussy so dry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm a Best Coast fan, you know.
I'm not either. You know, Lightning can get into all kinds of shit.
I think if I have like
all
a
kinds of music
if I have there. like a maybe a 10-inch maybe a really thick dildo in my asshole and I was jabbing it in and out.
Yeah.
You know whatever and just kind of like ripping up my asshole.
You're saying that's their audience.
This would probably be in the background playing. That's what I'm saying, man.
I was living in Pasadena last year. They played at the Pasadena Music Fest and. I was like, well, yeah, I kind of heard this band before.
And then you noticed a dildo was in your ass?
I'll check them out. And then it was like super packed. And then I was like, I'm not even into this.
That is so weird, man. Like,
it's kind of weird.
These really shitty, and you know what, man? Like, it's really hard to go out there and be creative and put yourself out there, you know? So you got to give anybody props for going and doing that, you know? But aside from that, man, there are so many fucking shitty fucking bands that are putting out fucking horrible fucking music and all their fucking shows are fucking packed, man. So like, what does that say about people?
It's the time of the hustler. Those people are doing something right. They're getting out there and hustling and finding their audience.
And I know it's a matter of opinion. Just because I don't like something doesn't mean that this is like the fucking coolest fucking music. Maybe I'm fucking missing the fucking boat. You know what I mean? But it's just like, that's one thing about, and I love my city, man. I love LA, you know, but that's one thing about LA. It's so big and so spread out that there are 10,000 bands going on at once on any given night, you know, and like, it feels like we're almost like in a sea. We're like a few winners. And I know some of the bands, you know, Lightning Woodcock and the Bad Motherfuckers are one of the bands that I think are one of the few winners in a sea of a whole lot of fucking shitty fucking music, fucking losers, you know, but I don't know. I mean, the people I call losers are having their shows fucking packed out. So, I mean, and, you know, a lot of times, I'll be honest,
we're only
500 people, you know.
Hey, Vince.
You know, so it gets kind of scarce some nights.
We're one of the 25 best bands in Long Beach, so we're not sweating it either.
All right. Yeah, we actually got noticed for one of the we're number 21 out of 25 top bands in Long Beach, and we did it all the way from Highland Park. All right. Hell yeah.
Very
That's
good.
What I'm talking about.
That's fucking imperial.
So we made it.
So take that, Best Coast.
Yeah. Eat our fucking dicks. Hello. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Lightning Woodcock.
Hello, Charlos again.
Welcome to the Charlos show.
Charlos, what's going on, man?
Hey, Charlos, just wanted to say that. Charlos don't like the Best Coast either.
It's like balls, huh, Charlos?
Yeah.
Charlos really, really don't like the Best Coast. They have like a chubby chinito playing the bass.
Uh-huh. You don't like this song?
No.
I don't know.
Oh wait, I think I just saw him. There he went.
Maybe I could get it. You know what? You know what really sucks, though, is, like, these people might be, like, really fucking cool people. You know what I mean? Sure. They're, like, really fucking genuine fucking cool people, and they just play shitty music, you know? And, like, I'm not going to name any names, you know? And, I mean, the Mormons, we know, like, a lot of bands and stuff. And there are a lot of, like, really fucking cool people that are, like, playing some really fucking crap, fucking just, like, shitty fucking music. And, like I said, this is just my opinion, you know, whatever. But it's really hard to, like, hate a band when they're, like, really fucking cool, you know? Right. And they're like, hey, come out and, you know, fucking come to our show and stuff. I'm like, oh, yeah, well, let's see, you know, we'll see, you know, whatever, if we can go there. But I'm just like, you know, so as soon as they're, like, fucking assholes, I'm just ready. I have all this ammunition, you know, so I'm ready to go.
Sure.
So, yeah, man. So Best Coast, man. Yeah, we were I actually went to a party and which was pretty fun. And then it turned out to be like a full on fucking coke party. And we're fucking me and my girlfriend. Because we don't do cocaine, you know.
These days, you know.
Yeah, man. And so, like, fucking people are just like fucking gnawing their fucking jaws off and stuff. But we did have a good time, you know, whatever. It was a really good night. And but we did miss the
you didn't have to try to keep up with the Joneses, though, fortunately. So, yeah.
Well, I don't know. In full disclosure, I did drop a tab of ecstasy. So whatever.
Oh,
I was
excellent.
Still feeling good.
You did the right thing.
I was still doing
Speaking
drugs.
Of, you know, I tell you what, I was really bummed out that they changed the smoking policy here, because I brought some salvia divinorum. I was hoping.
Oh,
that,
you did? Oh,
yeah,
my God.
I was hoping that we would be able to smoke it in here.
Man, we're
going to
get all Miley Cyrus
in
up in
break.
There. Maybe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
Well, I don't know. You don't want to smoke this shit on the sidewalk, because you know what? You probably will.
The sidewalk will start hallucinating.
You wind up horizontal, you know.
Oh, man.
And that's no fun on the cold concrete.
Do it like just, where there's just, on a carpet or something.
And here's
a little
okay,
commentary
yeah.
for the kids. I was just going to say, salvia is the best. Like, it's the shortest high, like, ever. But it's one of the best.
So for people who don't know what salvia is.
Yeah, it's by far like the most powerful high.
There's a lot of people who don't know what salvia is.
But it's very brief.
It's
like it lasts like less than a minute.
What is salvia? What is that?
But it's very intense. It's very awesome.
Don't do it, kids. It'll make you feel really good and you'll trip out and see all different kind of cartoon characters and stuff. Don't do it.
Yeah, it ain't no party drug, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it's not fun.
No, no. But, you know, I was going to try to taunt you guys with some peer pressure to smoke some with me.
Hey, you know what, man? The night is still young, man.
Santa Monica Pier? What pier?
Hey, you know what, though? Did you guys are you guys a fan of, like, watching, like, the New Year's fucking the ball drop and shit with Dick Clark?
I'm a big fan of waiting for stuff to end.
Yeah, and so the year always
yeah,
ends.
Yeah, so I like that, too.
This guy keeps going and going. But the thing with Dick Clark is, like, I remember him from when I was a kid. And I would see him on there, and he talked normal, like a normal person who didn't have a stroke. But then he did have a stroke, and like now he's like having like a hard time. Have you heard Dick Clark lately?
No, I haven't.
He had a stroke, so
he
and
sounds
it's like,
slightly better than Ed McMahon.
You know what? There's a point in time as a performer or whatever that you have to like draw the line and say, you know what? I'm out. This is it. This is where I draw the line, because it's like. New Year's is supposed to be you're looking forward to like new things and like happy stuff. But when you hear Dick Clark nowadays, it just reminds you that you're going to get old and feeble and die, man. Check this out.
I feel like he's counting down to his own end.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he's doing, man. So here's Dick Clark. And you haven't heard him, so you're going to trip out. He doesn't sound like Dick Clark anymore. He sounds kind of like a drunk, very drunk, Skid Row homeless Dick Clark person. Me? Dick Clark impersonator. Anyway, check it out, man. Here's the fucking 2012. And this is Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, I thought that was Conrad Murray. He's like throwing it to...
What you feel, what you see when you look out right now as we get...
He's talking to Pitbull and Justin Bieber. Isn't that disgusting?
Music is a universal language.
I can't believe I missed this.
I like that.
So here comes Dick Clark, man.
Dick Clark is, Dick.
Thank you, Ryan. Now, look at that picture above. I don't care where you live.
Did they put the T-Pain effect on Dick Clark or what?
I still find it amazing. Right?
Wow. Feel the anticipation through.
Dick sounds a little bit. He doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound good. You know, it's kind of freaky. You know, and
I like
so,
it better.
So check this out, man. So here's the fucking countdown. Fucking, let me fast forward it over here. We're using the miracles of modern technology right now. So here's Dick Clark. He's gonna count down. His famous countdown.
Think about who you're going to be kissing.
Did you think about that? Who you were gonna kiss? Were you looking around to see who was around?
I'll tell you that, Dick. You've done this for the last 40 years. Please take it away. Count us down to the new year.
All right. And now the big moment we've been waiting for.
Reminds me of. Is this Young Guns 2?
Here goes.
15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10.
He's behind. Yeah. Yeah, he is. He's off.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! All right.
Chavez E. Chavez.
Everybody, like, quiet down for a little bit because you're going to hear Dick Clark kissing his wife right now. It's so fucking, you can hear it. It sounds nasty. Check it out. It's coming up right now. Give it a couple seconds. Here it comes. Listen. Did you guys hear that? Hold on. I want to play that shit again. He's this is a guy who had a stroke, you know? So he's fucking smooching his wife on him. That's nasty. That's nasty. Isn't it disturbing? You know, I mean, because you remember Dick Clark, you know, from, you know, all these years. And you know what was really kind of creepy is like, okay, so here is, I don't even know if Dick Clark is alive right now because, like, I noticed some similarities from this year to last year. Okay, so this is this year. This is Dick Clark this year.
All right. And now, the big moment we've been waiting for. We'll hear the roar of the crowd in the background. They are going to remember tonight forever.
Okay, so that was him this year, right? Okay, so last year, this was Dick Clark. Okay, so here's Dick Clark coming up. Hold on a second. Let me... This is him last year.
Dick. Thank you, my friend. Now, the moment we've all been waiting for. Let's turn right up. You're going to hear the roar of the crowd, and believe me, you will never, ever forget it.
Wow. Okay, so that's what he said last year, and this is what he said this year, all right? So, like, there's something up with, I don't know if he's even here anymore. I think he might be gone.
All right. And now, the big moment we've been waiting for.
Okay, so that was this year. Okay, one more time. This was him last year. So what I'm thinking is, like, they just have Dick Clark, like, on a loop, and he's not even alive anymore. I think he's gone.
Dick Clark to take over and count us down. Dick!
Thank you, my friend. Now, the moment we've all been waiting.
It says the same shit.
Let's turn right up. You're going to hear.
You're going to hear.
More of the crowd. Believe me, you will never, ever forget it. Are you ready?
But you know what he did do a little bit improvement because this was him in 2010, the year before. I think the guy should maybe retire a little bit.
You ready, my man?
Yes, indeed. This is the big moment we've all been waiting for. Everybody should come here at least once. Never, ever forget.
You did improve.
The noise is busy. The excitement is feeling time.
What the fuck is he saying?
19, okay. 18, listen. 17, 16, 15, 14, 12, 10, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Oh, man. So he kind of fucked up. So he did do a little. Do you think he's going to come back this next year?
So you're saying he's like Dick Headroom.
You know what? I could see fucking when Ryan Seacrest is like throwing it back to him, and he can't wait till that motherfucker either quits or fucking kicks the bucket, man. He's just fucking waiting for that spot. Anyway, let's take another break. We'll play another couple songs, and we'll be back with Lightning Woodcock.
Five,
the first episode
four,
of 2012
three.
On the More Music.
Man, I'm an asshole.
Sorry, I'm hating myself right now.
That's funny shit.
Hi, this is Jim Schrader. You are listening to the More Music Radio Program on skinbrew.la.
Friday, I feel invincible.
Squall, and you are listening to the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We are here with Lightning Woodcock. All right, man.
All right.
Yeah, dude, that was cool, man. I really,
thank you.
I really enjoyed having you here again.
I wanted to dedicate Fuck Your Job to Jeremy, goddammit.
Yeah.
And not because, I mean, Jeremy, you're doing an outstanding job here, but I heard you earlier about, you know, I know how it is, man, and it's, you know, we're very fortunate people to have something that keeps us from fucking, you know, going to...
Yeah, slicing, you know, our fucking veins open.
...to end it all because of a dead-end situation or
right.
whatever, you know.
But what was your worst job you ever had?
God,
You have to go back in the Rolodex, right?
Yeah, probably, God damn, man.
That's hard, huh? You know, like...
That is such a tricky question.
I remember when I was younger and trying to, you know, right out of high school, trying to make some money and stuff, you know, to put gas in my VW Bug. One of the weirdest jobs I had is, like, I went on, like, in the recycler, and you could find stuff in there. That was before Craigslist. And I got a job selling perfumes on the street to people. Like, this guy just rented out, like, an office space, and he got, like, a bunch of other, like, maybe 10 other fucking stupid idiot kids to go out and sell, like, perfumes. Like, go to malls and be like, hey, would you like to buy this knockoff perfume? If you like Giorgio, you'll like Porgio.
Right.
This smells just like it. You should just buy it, you know? And that was, like, one of the weirdest ones. I think I lasted, like, maybe, like, two hours with that job, and I just fucking walked out on it. Sales jobs.
Yeah, sales mm-hmm. jobs are among the worst.
What do you? What?
I did a door to door sandwich sales job once. And that,
wow,
that's cool.
Oh no, it wasn't.
What kind of sandwiches?
I mean, like, it's cool in retrospect.
It'd be like, hey, excuse
like,
me,
not
sir,
at the moment.
I don't mean to be bothering you right now, but you know, like, me and my friends, we're trying to win a trip to Magic Mountain right now. Right now, we're selling some sandwiches for you. Right now, we have peanut butter, we have ham and cheese, we also have tuna sandwich. And I mean, if you could really help us out, these sandwiches, I know they're expensive, they're like $10, but you know, it will be going to get us to go to Magic Mountains. Was there something like that? Thank you.
Quite accurate.
Close enough.
One
God
of my jobs. What is a sandwich door-to-door? I've never heard of that before.
That was it was one of those single day, you know, it was an isolated incident, my showing up for that job. But
yeah,
it was a sandwich shop over in Van Nuys that would advertise like jobs, and then you go uh-huh. and they send you with a cooler full of sandwiches and drinks and other shit to walk around to office buildings and go door to door in the office buildings
uh-huh.
trying to, you know, get people to eat that.
What kind of sandwiches did you have in there? Did anybody buy a sandwich off you?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Yeah, man, it's people are kind of freaked out by buying food out of that stuff, you know. Like, I like just like, you know, door to door food salesman or something is kind of weird, you know. And even like at my job right now where I'm working at, like, and I'll buy from these places because it's good, you know. But like, there'll be like, you know, some people like they would like make food and then they'll drive their like Trans Am to where we work, open up their trunk, and they have like, you know, pupusas and like little tostadas and stuff like that. And I will eat out of a Trans Am trunk.
Hell,
I would buy one of your sandwiches.
Hey man, if you do coke off of, like, a hood of a Camaro, like, what the fuck's the difference? Like eating a sandwich out of a trunk of a Trans Am, you know?
So what's so we're all day jobbers, right? You got a day job to do what you got to do in the nighttime. So what kind of work are you doing right now?
I work for a perfume company called Black Phoenix Alchemy Lab.
Oh, okay. Speaking of perfumes, yeah, you have a maybe. Hopefully, they don't send you out and trying to sell perfumes to people in the parking lot.
Nah, so far they haven't asked me to do that. You never know. Times is hard. You know, yeah. I might resort to that.
I'm in the market for some perfumes, actually, man. I mean, I get a little ripe sometimes, and I could use a little spray of something. So maybe we could talk afterwards.
Yeah. They probably have something that'll drive your old lady crazy, man. Really.
What do you do, Dan? I already know, but
I
Well, it depends.
Dan works for the DWP.
No, I work for DWP. I work for Water and Power.
Yeah. So. He goes and sees how much electricity you're using in your vibrators.
Yeah. Since the fancy long hair and the fucking weird ass mustache. No.
It's funny because you look like a friend of mine who actually is a Mormon, and you remind me of him, but you also are totally reminding me of that Jesus dude.
Yeah, Dan is very Jesus-like right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to hang around.
You know, blue eyes, blonde hair, you know, the Jesus. You know that blonde hair, blue-eyed Jesus that was in, where was he from? Where was Jesus from anyway?
He was from Point Break.
He was like the only blonde-haired guy in Jerusalem, and you know, try growing up in as a blonde-haired guy in Jerusalem, you know, back in the day.
Yeah,
they'll fucking hang you for it, and they did.
Man,
they did. Too bad Patrick Swayze never got to do a Jesus movie. That'd have been awesome.
Cool, man. Well, Lightning Woodcock, I want to thank you for coming to the More Music Radio Pod.
Thank you.
I'm a little bit tipsy right now, so if you'll pardon my slurred speech, I want you to know that I really enjoyed the songs that you played. I enjoy your band, and I'm just glad that you came down to the More Music Radio Pod, man. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much for coming down. My pleasure. Thank you, and I look forward to sharing the stage with the Mormons again in the near future.
Yeah, man, definitely.
Are we wrapping it up? Do I have a minute to plug something real quick?
This is the time when you plug some stuff up, man. So where can people... So, like, let's say I want to go and I want to check out some Lightning Woodcock.
I mean, besides going to iTunes and downloading DTLAMF.
It's on DTLAMF is on iTunes and Amazon, right?
Yes, and many other things. You know,
and it's cheap, man. You know, just go on there and fucking get the shit, man. Pay, what is it, $350 or something for an EP?
Something like that. I'm on it. It's under $4. $4.
And while you got that wallet out, go to skidrow.la, donate.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Kick down a book or two. So where can we find Lightning Woodcock?
LightningWoodcock.com is the homepage, and you know, Facebook.com/LightningWoodcock, blah blah blah.
Right. What you got coming up? You playing any shows anytime soon?
Yeah, we're doing a Turbo Bowl in the Fascist Republic of Burbank over at the bowling alley over there. It's like a Turbo Yugen kind of deal.
Really?
Yeah.
So I got to wear my sailor outfit and lipstick and stuff.
That would be good if you came and wore your sailor shit and denim or whatever, you know.
All right.
whatever floats your boat, Vince.
I'm going to represent the Turbo Juggins Highland Park.
We're doing that, and then the Redwood on the 28th in downtown L.A. And right. then we're going to be on Rebel Music TV also this coming Sunday. Have you guys gone on Rebel Music TV yet?
No. You know what? In fact, Tony hit the Mormons up about going on there, and... we were actually scheduled to go on there, but then something happened. I think it was probably our fault. The Mormons will probably be on Rebel Music TV.
It probably was y'all's fucking fault, goddammit. Last time I was here, we ended up putting you on my show a few days later, and y'all canceled on that.
You know what, man? That was so. It was our fault.
That's my whole point for being here. I just wanted to bust y'all's balls for fucking flaking at the last minute.
And that
God
was
damn
Ryan's
it.
Birthday too, man.
Oh yeah, I know.
I felt really fucking bad about that, man.
Yeah,
we can do it because you know what, Lightning? It was Dan's fault, man.
God
he
damn it, Dan!
It.
No, you Dan, got.
I'm sure that might have been
we
the case.
All wanted to do it. Boom. That's the guy to look at, man. God this is the guy.
I figured y'all were gonna blame Joe Jimenez, but.
We can't blame him anymore. He's not in the band anymore.
Man, all them Mexicans got a posse, so I don't even fuck with that shit.
Well, cool, man. I want to try to go bowling with you with the Turbo Juggins and stuff. So.
Yeah, please. Come on down. Come on down. Oh, that's on the 20th.
Are you a fan of that? Are you a fan of that band, Turbo Negro?
I love Turbo Negro.
Oh, okay. Cool. Me too.
Yeah. Right. How can you not love
man,
Turbo
I
Negro?
Man, I feel out of the loop.
But they don't have Hank anymore, goddammit. From what I hear, he's out of the band. They got some new singer. So, I don't know what to think about him. I haven't seen him with the new singer. Have you? You know anything about the new singer?
Nah, I'm bullshitting, man. I just like to tell you the truth.
Did they get a Filipino kid like Journey?
You, to tell you the truth, there was like a guy dressed up as a sailor, and he had a denim jacket on, and a sailor, like, you know, like the Blue Oyster from Police Academy?
Yeah.
There was a guy that looked like he came from the Blue Oyster Club from Police Academy movie, and was acting like an asshole to me, and I was just like, fuck this guy, and whatever he's into, so whatever. It's not Turbo Negro's fault, but I don't know. Not my cup of tea, but hey, what can I do? Dan is the one who's into that, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Wait,
so,
what?
So, yeah, man, this is the part of the show where Dan reads off what's going on in L.A. this weekend. All right.
All right.
Well, this weekend, if you're at Amoeba, don't buy anything. Just look up at the walls.
Right.
And see, like, and wow, Tony does really awesome art. Don't dress up like a Mormon.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead and buy whatever you want.
Don't dress up like a Mormon.
Yeah, if you dress up like a Mormon, you're going to get kicked out.
You're going to get in trouble. No, you're going to get arrested because we just saw a picture of our Polaroids that were taken. There was a sticky on there that put, the Mormons are banned for life from Amoeba. So we're still banned. We got proof of it. All right.
Hey, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
But anyway, okay. if you're there, Tony's art, who's doing the artwork here over at Skid Row, is all plastered all over the walls, so you really can't avoid it if you're in there. So enjoy that. And he's at a website that was mentioned a couple minutes earlier. Anyway, moving on. Friday, which is pretty much now, Vince's best friend Buddyhead is going to be spinning over at the Echoplex.
I'm glad that you mentioned.
No,
Buddy
no,
Bowl
I know.
On our
you know,
radio
we're
show.
Tight. We're like this, and I mean like you know,
like
a dick
I
and an
a
asshole.
Fucking dick. Fuck that guy. But anyway, hey, you know what?
Crooked
asshole,
Cowboy is going to be playing at the Echoplex.
Hey, asshole, we are telling you, we're telling people about your show.
And Batwings, Catwings, who I also like, is going to be there along with Buddyhead.
It's not
there.
Their fault. They're still a good band.
They're still a good band as long as Crooked Cowboy is coming. Anyway. And then Black Heartthrobs, who used to be Dave Benitez, used to be in the Mormons. Or
no,
in the Dyslexics.
Excuse me.
I always mix that up. Yeah, anyway, that'll be at the Universal Bar and
Grill. 1995.
Hey, shooting way back to like when we should have killed ourselves.
We're dating ourselves.
But anyway, moving on to Saturday, our big associate, Sarah Swin, it's her birthday. He helped us put out our last EP.
That's right. Sarah Swin did the
We love Sarah Swin.
We're not dead. 7-inch. All right. Thank you.
Because even though her boyfriend hates us, she doesn't. She's very nice.
He doesn't hate us.
No, he's a good guy, and she's a very good woman.
He doesn't hate us. He hates me probably, but that's fine.
You know, things happen. Fantastica. It's going to be playing at the Warehouse 102 in Van Nuys, 16,000 Strathern. So there you go. Sunday is Elvis's birthday, I guess. So, you know, shake your hips. Monday, Sid and Nancy. Don't worry about that. Tuesday, I really like this name. I have no idea what this band is about. Can Blaster at the Echoplex.
And we out-talked the fucking jazz song.
Hey, what are you going to do?
We just fucking blab and shit. So anyway, finish it up, man.
Okay, well, on Wednesday, there's really nothing happening. But there's this dude I almost killed with my car named Kevin Nealon. He's going to be doing stand-up at the Largo and at the Coronet. But
all right, man.
I almost killed him and Brooke Shields at the same time. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I remember that. That's cool.
It was fun.
Anyway, thanks again, Lightning Woodcock, man. We really appreciate you coming down on the More Music Radio Pod. You're always welcome. And thanks, everybody, for listening. And we'll catch you next Thursday on www.skidrow.la.
We may or may not have a princess on. I don't know what's going on.
Thanks again, Lightning.
My pleasure.
Appreciate
it,
man.
God damn it.
All right.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Get home safe, kids.
All right, then.
Good night.
Bye-bye.